This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The Pentagon says it is not ruling out coordination with the Taliban on any future counterterrorism efforts in Afghanistan. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley fought against the Taliban.
This is a ruthless group from the past, and whether or not they change remains to be seen.
But asked directly if the U.S. may have to work with the insurgents against Islamic State militants and others.
It's possible.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin echoed Milley in calling a future relationship with the Taliban hard to predict. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
An international push is underway to rescue an Afghan girls' football team that is considered in danger under the new Taliban rule. AP's Jackie Quinn has details.
The Taliban forbid women from participating in sports, so members of the Afghanistan women's national soccer team living outside Afghanistan are working hard to get young female players and their families out of the country. And they were close, just footsteps from freedom, when that devastating blast occurred last week at the airport in Kabul. Their coach, Kat Cross Royar, who's in the U.S., says these girls love soccer, but it could cost them everything.
They're as young as 14. They should not have to think about, are they going to wake up to the door knock of the Taliban? Are they going to have to run away?
A former White House official says part of the problem is the girls and their families, about 130 people, mostly don't have papers they need to get on a rescue flight. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A mixed day on Wall Street, with the Dow Jones Industrials losing 0.14%, the S&P gaining 0.03%, and the NASDAQ adding 0.33%. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News.